With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The debate over immigration enforcement is continuing in Washington.
Former acting ICE director Jonathan Fahey is speaking on conditions inside ICE detention facilities amid ongoing debate over immigration enforcement and border security.
These ICE facilities are generally, and I can't speak for what's going on there at this moment, but they're generally safer, more sanitary. These people are getting three meals a day, access to medical care, access to attorneys. They are treated very well, probably better than state facilities, probably better than federal prisons.
Vice President J.D. Vance at Wednesday's cabinet meeting where they discussed the fraud task force.
The fact that we have dedicated presidential leadership is really what's made this possible, because it does require, we've got great people around the table, but sometimes these agencies don't know how to work together at the lower level, and that's one of the things we've had to turn on and force with the fraud task force.
And one key area where the feds are investigating, well, try food stamp programs all across the nation.
We send hundreds of billions of dollars to the states to administer the food stamp program. The federal government has no insight into whether those food stamps are going to people who are legally entitled or whether those people actually even exist. And so we're working on a number of mechanisms to actually force the states to verify that the people who receive these benefits are actually entitled to them.
Well, the Trump administration placing additional sanctions on Iran as part of an economic pressure campaign targeting the Iranian agency that's trying to control shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The move is the latest U.S. effort to use economic leverage on top of military action again to push Tehran's leadership into an agreement to hopefully end the war soon. This is SRN News. Christians all around the world are learning that worship comes with danger sometimes. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Advocacy groups warn that millions can't worship freely because of persecution. Violence continues in places like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where militant attacks have killed dozens this month. Meanwhile, authorities in China have arrested church leaders in a widening crackdown. Christians are urged to pray for persecuted believers worldwide. Ken Lorman reporting.
More than 380 million Christians worldwide face high levels of persecution or discrimination. That's word from recent reports. Now, that's roughly one in seven believers around the globe. Pressure especially severe in parts of Africa and Asia, where many as one in five and two in five Christians are persecuted. This is SRN News. Police Chief in Minneapolis stepping down.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara has resigned. O'Hara was hired in 2022 to oversee reforms following the police killing of George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey says O'Hara was facing disciplinary action for interfering with an investigation into his allegedly having intimate relationships with city employees. O'Hara is accused of deleting a contact card from his city-issued cell phone, and the mayor had told O'Hara that he would be fired. He chose to resign instead. The city has 17 open complaints against O'Hara, separate from the investigation that resulted in his disciplinary action. I'm Donna Water.
Crews resuming the search for nine people presumed killed at a Washington State paper mill, that where a chemical tank ruptured. Officials say it could be one of the deadliest U.S. workplace accidents in years. More details at srnnews.com.